When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The T-Biz podcast delivers tea news that you need to know. A recap of the week's major headlines with commentary and cultural trends hosted by Dan Bolton. It is the voice of origin for tea professionals and enthusiasts worldwide.
Tea is a fascinating and intricate topic, far more complex than anyone can master. Our expertise resides in storytelling by professionals who know the tea lands from birth and speak the native tongue. We believe that transparency is grounded at origin, which is why the T-Biz portal enlists 40 voices skilled in 12 languages to tell the story of tea. Hello, everyone. Here are this week's headlines. The tea harvest gets an early start. The first cherry blossoms have appeared, and the Xinsha harvest is underway in Japan. In China, harvesting West Lake Dragon Well began 5 days earlier than last year. Traditional Medicinals has unveiled the first certified biodegradable tea wrapper. The American Botanical Council has launched a public database of herbal standards. And the historic Gongti Estate Bungalow near Darjeeling burned to the ground. A fire in the 1899 structure took 3 hours to extinguish, a total loss. Plus, after a five-year hiatus, the Dubai Multi-Commodities Tea Center is hosting its biennial Global Tea Forum on April 25th to the 27th at the Address Dubai Marina Hotel, with discount tickets now available. Saeed Al-Suwaidi, Director of Agri-Commodities at DMCC and a respected executive and technologist, shares with listeners his perspective on some of the issues to be addressed during the forum in April. More in a minute, but first, this important message.
What makes a perfect cup of Ceylon tea? The perfect cup is from the tea businesses that ensure the protection of all the children living within their tea estates. We salute Keilani Valley, Telawakili, Bogawanthalawa, Harana, and Eliptia Tea Estates. Support Save the Children, Sri Lanka.
The first cherry blossoms have appeared and the Xinsha harvest is underway in Japan. In China, harvesting West Lake Dragon Well began 5 days earlier than last year, and in Northwest India, Darjeeling auctioned its new season first flush teas this week. Xinsha denotes teas from the first harvest made from buds. Teas made from the first flush are highly prized and generally sell out a year in advance. Buds that are not pre-sold and harvested early, typically within 3 days, with pluckers often working late into the night to meet standing orders. The remaining buds are allowed to grow and will be used to make Xinsha. Xinsha is a delicate and difficult to process steamed tea. Tea harvesting began in early March in Zhejiang Province, where Dragon Well Longjing this week sold for $625 per 500-gram caddy, equivalent to $1,250 per kilo. Prices for spring tea are up 10 to 30%, depending on quality, according to the China Association for the Promotion of International Agricultural Cooperation, TIC. The tea harvest is well underway in central China's Hunan province, where leaves can be seen drying in bamboo baskets. In fact, every province south of the Yangtze River, a benchmark region known collectively as Xiangnan, is mining tea, which will account for more than half of China's total production. Yields per hectare appear normal thanks to spring rains, but tea quality is a concern due to unusually high temperatures over a record 70 days that scorched millions of tea trees last summer, coronavirus is present, but has not severely hampered production as in past years. The UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change reported this week that the world would likely surpass its most ambitious climate target, limiting warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius, about 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit, above pre-industrial temperatures by the early 2030s. Business Insight. TBiz seasonally reports domestic prices in China every week from March through May. The China Price Watch 2023, compiled by senior editor Xi Shen in Beijing, debuts in this episode. Arvinda Anantharaman in Bengaluru reports India's tea auction prices year-round. Plastic-free compostable tea wrappers took a decade to develop. Traditional Medicinals, a California-based wellness tea brand with a range of more than 60 teas, has obtained the first Biodegradable Products Institute, BPI, certification for tea wrappers. The company announced the long-awaited innovation required a decade of development in partnership with the flexible packaging venture ProAmpac. The company will transition to BPI-certified wrappers starting with 10 organic teas in 2023. Taylor Clayton, Sustainability Impact Manager at Traditional Medicinals, said the BPI-certified industrial compostable tea wrapper took 10 years of research, development, and rigorous testing. Quote, "This wrapper will keep the organic, high-quality ingredients in our product fresh and efficacious, while also setting the standard for compostable packaging moving forward, contributing to the long-term health of our planet for years to come." The ProAmpac films used to make the compostable wrappers are food-grade and bonded with a thin metallized layer used by snack food manufacturers. Traditional Medicinals said the new wrapper would reduce single-use plastic waste by 70 to 90% across the company's entire product line within 3 years and minimize landfill waste when disposed of at industrial composting facilities. BPI certifies that the packaging meets stringent standards for biodegradability, compostability, and eco-friendliness, ensuring that it truly breaks down and returns to the earth, leaving no harmful residues behind. Jack Hebert, director of OCS, that's One Step Closer Packaging Collective, writes that, quote, "Every innovation brings us one step closer to a more regenerative economy. It is essential that brands take responsibility to reduce their environmental impact and educate their customers on how to do the same," end quote. Traditional Medicinals, founded in 1974 in Sebastopol, California, reports annual revenue greater than $50 million. Business Insight. Packaging accounts for 40% of global plastic waste. Unlike muslin silk and non-treated compostable tea papers used in making tea bags, wrappers must be tough enough to withstand high-speed machine processing and impervious to air and light to preserve tea freshness for at least a year. Many are constructed of layers of foil and plastic that take decades to decompose. Empowered by Evidence, EBE is a global nonprofit that teamed up with the American Botanical Council, ABC, to launch on March 21st a database listing specific products that conform to Natural Health Science Foundation standards that require clinical trials. The EBE and ABC say that ingredients derived from the same plant species often vary among brands. Identifying exact products that have been clinically researched and consistently made batch to batch is challenging. The lack of transparency about scientific evidence linked to a specific supplement or herbal medicine has limited scientifically informed product choices, writes Malcolm Spicer in Pharma Intelligence. The EBE database launched listing 5 natural products that are available in 39 countries under 32 brand names. EBE has since received an additional 14 applications for accreditation. In 2015, Mark Blumenthal, founder and executive director of the American Botanical Council, wrote that the quality and efficacy of herbal medicines were derided by many for lack of research. Quote, "They say there is no science on this. That's based on ignorance. Others say there may be science on this, but the scientific studies are too small or they are poorly designed." That is true of some studies, writes Blumenthal, but a growing body of studies are increasingly well-designed and meet the gold standard that people in evidence-based medicine like to apply based on randomized controlled clinical trials. Blumenthal established ABC, a nonprofit research and educational organization, to help consumers, researchers, and healthcare professionals choose natural medicines based on scientific and clinical evidence. Quote, "Since its founding in 1988, ABC has strived to clarify to phytomedicinal research scientists, health professionals, industry members, and consumers that the growing body of clinical trial research studies on herbs and phytomedicines is not generic, but almost always it is based on specific proprietary formulations," end quote, Blumenthal told Pharma Intelligence. Business Insight: tea blenders benefit from including natural ingredients with science-based pedigrees. Now consumers can independently verify efficacy online by brand. View the database, Empowered by Evidence. That's empoweredbyevidence.org/EBE-. Or visit the TBiz blog for details. In this week's China Price Watch, Cixin in Beijing reports on strong domestic prices following an early start to the harvest. The China Tea Price Watch is brought to you by CTMA, the China Tea Marketing Association.
China's tea mountains are richly green, with the trees sprouting new shoots. The harvest began a few days early this year, as tea farmers could be seen carrying bamboo baskets along the ridges and terraces, skillfully picking pre-Qingming in early March. Prices for newly plucked dragon well were reported at US$1,250 per kilo. This year's spring tea picking began on March the 10th and is expected to last until May. Tea in many regions were affected by the high temperature and drought in the summer and autumn of 2022 and the cold wave at the beginning of 2023. Tea production is expected to decrease compared with previous years. Still, the recent temperature trend is stable, which is conducive to tea plants absorbing nutrients and improving the quality of spring tea. Currently, there are sufficient workers to meet production demand. Wages for workers have increased between 5% and 20%, depending on location. In China, workers are paid by the day or for the total kilos harvested, about 40 yuan per caddy. A caddy is equal to 500 grams. The overall range for the day rate is 100 to 300 yuan per person, which is about 14.52 to 43.56 US dollars. As the domestic demand for supreme fresh tea leaves remains high, tea processors and factories must pay a higher premium for the raw materials. The official harvest date of Dragon Well 43 was on March 13th, 5 days earlier than last year. Plucking most dragon well cultivars will start in late March. According to the Department of Agriculture from Hangzhou Municipality, last summer's drought coincided with the second pruning of Westlake dragon well tea, resulting in leaf discoloration, scorching, and other phenomena, but did not damage the root system. Timely irrigation, shading, covering, and other technical measures, coupled with this year's suitable climate. It is expected that the total output of Westlake Dragon Well tea on the market this year will remain stable, and the quality will also remain stable and good. This is Xi Chen reporting from Beijing, China. 下期再见, 朋友们!
Arinda Anantharaman in Bengaluru reports on this week's tea auction prices.
India tea price report for sale 11 for the week ending 18th March 2023. The Assam state budget was announced last week and has been welcomed by the tea industry for the various provisions in support of it. Key points include the renewal of the ATSA scheme that offers a subsidy for the production of orthodox and specialty tea for the further 3 years, the exemption from agricultural income tax also for the further 3 years. Funds have been earmarked to bail both workers and industry. There's been a one-time waiver of electricity dues of workers who live on tea estates. Construction of 10,000 houses for tea garden workers has been proposed. The construction of 500 community hall cum skill centers also proposed. And funds earmarked to cover the outstanding liabilities on profit and fund interest for the Assam Tea Corporation Limited. The finance minister also said that the tea garden and Adivasi community will be recognized as a separate subcategory within the larger OBC or other backward classes category. And finally, in celebration of 200 years of Assam tea, several roadshows are being planned through the year across the country to promote Assam tea. In auctions, there was no auction in North India again this week. South India saw an excellent sale 11, and Orthodox tea did particularly well at both Cochin and Kannur thanks to improved demand from CIS countries and also from the Middle East. And in weather, all tea regions continue to receive some rain. Rainfalls predicted across Upper Assam, Darjeeling, and also Kannur and Munnar this week.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Hello, I'm Bogdan, a passionate tea drinker and the inventor of the ultimate tea machine, the Brewmaker One. Preparation is key to making fine tea. Sequential steepings deliver the best taste possible and unlock the true value of whole leaf teas and botanicals. Brew automates that process without using any pots or capsules. This simple-to-operate smartphone-controlled device stores steeping profiles to consistently make great tea at the push of a button. Brew also reduces time, waste, and energy. That's because I engineered the brew to remember control settings for temperature, brewing time, and quantity. Using my patented process lets you stack steeps simply and conveniently.
TeaBiz travels to Dubai this week to talk with Saeed Al-Suwaidi, Director of Agri-Commodities at DMCC and a respected executive and technologist. After a five-year hiatus, the Tea Center is hosting its biennial Global Tea Forum, April 25th to 27th, at the Address Dubai Marina Hotel, with discounted tickets now available. The Dubai Multi-Commodities Center, founded in 2002, is the world's largest and most successful free trade zone, now supporting 18,000 companies from a wide range of industries and sectors. DMCC's Tea Center, founded in 2005, is a global hub for value addition and the top tea re-exporter in the world. Joining us today on the TBS podcast is Saeed Al-Suwaidi, the Director of Agri-Commodities at DMCC Dubai. It's a new job for him, and he's performed magnificently during a difficult period for everyone in the tea trade. Welcome to the podcast, Saeed.
Yes, Dan, it's a big pleasure to finally get to meet you. I've known and heard so much about you, and it's been an honor to be part of this today.
This year's theme, Unpacking the Future of Tea, is compelling given the upheaval the industry has experienced since the forum last convened in 2018. Will you share with listeners your perspective and describe some of the issues to be addressed during the DMCC Global Tea Forum in April?
It's amazing how like everything in the tea industry is starting almost like a reset. People are looking at it with fresh eyes, I think. I mean, one of the things about this year is it's not an exceptional year. You know, the past 5 years for us have been very different. You know, with COVID, lockdowns, everything that happened within those years changed us, I think, forever. Yeah. So with that being said, like, you know, there's much eager, you know, for everything to resume almost as normal. During lockdown, what happened, the main thing that happens is people experimented, like, you know, and everybody had some tea in their cupboard and they didn't know, you know, the really nice things about it. So now with everything open again, they're more into experimenting the world of tea. And this is what one of the things that we want to look at is, you know, what can we bring to the table and what can the world bring to the table in terms of the tea and everything around it. A lot of people in these countries, they call it the poor man's drink because it's accessible to everybody. It's widely traded and it's over $50 billion worth of trade annually. And this is going up by at least 30 to 35 to 40% in the next, you know, 10 years. So there's a lot of opportunity going there. And also within, like, you know, during COVID and right after COVID, everything that happened in shipping, you know, affected everything, how things moved and also how tea moved. Now, it's not as economical for certain places to have tea as they would wish with the, you know, rising cost of shipping and, you know, everything that the constraints that happened within for shipping. So this is something that we want to touch in the forum as well and to find the best ways of maneuvering trade routes to find the best ways for this tea to move. Our theme is unpacking the future of trade and see how we can, like, you know, how everybody can add value for everybody in the value chain to benefit. And most importantly, end consumers anywhere to have some tea in their cupboard. So, you know, we want to encourage, you know, the industry to see where there's more value to be for that.
The MCC has undergone several changes in the past 5 years. The Tea Center continues to expand its trade capacity as the world's top tea re-exporter, opened a new coffee trading center, its first lounge, and weathered economic turmoil stirred by the pandemic while deftly managing logistics under duress. Will you update us on DMCC's current initiatives? I heard that trading cocoa is under consideration.
The DMCC Tea Center has been there for 16 years. We celebrated our 16th year this year. The DMCC Coffee Center that you highlighted is replicating that model in the coffee industry. Now, it did go through the rough times of COVID just before, after its launch, but we're, like, you know, full steam ahead and capturing the coffee business as it's make much more sense, especially when in terms of logistic-wise, for both coffee and tea, we become a much better logistical center for these two commodities. We're looking at cocoa. The cocoa industry is much more complex than these both, and these are, like, you know, but we are looking at it seriously, and this is mainly to see how it can move. You know, majority of everything chocolate moves mainly from West Africa. And we do have, like, you know, our sister companies and logistical partners and the entirety of Africa that, like, you know, would help, you know, ease movement of like, you know, everything chocolate in terms of byproducts and so forth. But also we're looking at much more closely into spices and tree nuts today. And maybe we have, like, you know, a center that will, like, you know, establish soon working on these two and focusing on these, like, the, you know, tree nuts and certain spices that can work together. We're looking at things that won't cross-contaminate and so forth. We saw record growth movement to our tea center last year. And this is something that's like, you know, drawn our attention, like, you know, even before, I mean, we've been looking at this, but since last year and what we have in terms of forecasting that is coming in next year, we are thinking about like, you know, expanding by, you know, maybe two or three fold of where we are today.
DMCC brought you on board in part for your technological expertise. And I emphasize that because I believe the future you're talking about is deeply interwoven with technology. Can you briefly describe your vision for applying technology during your first year on the job?
Agreed. There's a lot of things that happened over the last two decades, you know, like, you know, specifically in technology. Yeah. Is what you have today, if we're talking about coffee and tea. So what happened in coffee is we see more and more, like, you know, end retailers are getting in touch with farmers. Yeah. And this is due to technology. So you have all these traders in the middle, like, you know, shrink, and it becomes like, you know, and there's more money going towards, like, you know, the farmers. And this is one of the things that are happening today in these kind of industries for both tea and coffee, where, like, you know, price discovery, really, like, you know, the farmer in anywhere, like, you know, whether in Sri Lanka, India, Kenya, you name it, or China, didn't really know what price does his commodity get. And this is due to technology now, they know. So, like, you know, there were you had all these traders in the middle who would trade and trade and trade, you know, leave the farmers and leave them out of the equation. Where today our centers, both our centers actually, you know, are working with governments where they want to be, like, you know, and move more towards our center, because this is one of the places, the only places where you can still own the tea and still own the coffee and still own your commodity, you know, and whether it's transferred or changed or whatever, you can still own it throughout that value chain and you retain the value. And this can, you know, make really mega differences for like, you know, estate owners and so forth.
So what have you most enjoyed about this position?
There's so much to learn from everybody in the industry. I love learning, and this is a continuous thing, and I have that kind of mindset, really. And every day, like, you know, from farmers, I have, like, you know, I literally have everybody within the value chain to see. Yeah. So I know the strains of like, you know, the estate owners and people who grow the tea and yeah, people who, like, you know, buy it in the middle and, you know, how to get it to the end, shipping and all of this. I see everything. So, like, you know, to me, to see this literally, you know, from start to end, and then the end product goes on shelf, like, you know, so to see that, you know, and to see, like, you know, where can we add to have, you know, to have better ease for more people around the world to consume this amazing beverage. People understanding coffee. 20 years ago, you would just have your regular coffee. Today, their specialty coffee and, like, you know, different ways of extraction and everything. I think this is just happening. Personally, I see this just happening in tea, where right now we see a lot of companies that are into extracting tea into new formats. We see new machinery in tea. When you look at the coffee side, you have all these sexy machines and you have all these, you know, different ways and different cups and mugs and so forth. But when it comes down to tea, you just have your regular roll. And I think this is just changing right now. And yeah, with this, we're going to see, like, you know, we see with bubble tea, we see all of these kind of new trends and everything, and adding tea to different ingredients and so forth, where coffee can't be there still. And I think we're just seeing that.
Intrigued by what you heard in today's podcast? Would you like to learn more from our global network of TBiz journalists and tea experts? Remember to visit the TBiz website for more comprehensive coverage. That's www.t-biz.com. Thanks for listening. Farewell till next week.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.